عليكم السلام. آمين. I had thought of discussing this issue under this subject. Is it allowed for a Muslim woman to have her own business? I say essentially, basically, it is allowed, but with condition. It is allowed for a Muslim woman to have her own business, but with condition. These conditions are the important issues there. The first condition is that business she will do itself must be halal. It must not be a haram business. The second condition is that her husband must allow it. The evidence for that condition is clear, that it must be halal. The evidence that her husband must allow it is also clear. That business must not lead her to free mixing with the opposite sex. That business must not lead the Muslim woman to become free mixing with men. These days you have brothers whose wives are company secretaries, and the boss will invite them to the office. When she goes into the office of the director, will she open the door? Will she open the door? Okay, let's ask people in the corporate world. A woman is company secretary, partner, PA of a director. If she goes to the office of the director, will she leave the door open or she will just go in? Doctor said she has to close the door. That is it. That is one scenario of premixing. There are other scenarios of premixing. Boys, girls in the office will be in the banks. Sometimes when you look at some of the girls that are married, you will be wondering, these ones are supposed to be married. They will throw jokes. They call each other by first name. Say, oh Lord, you come. One man can say come to somebody else's wife. Anyway, we have gira, you know, differently. Our gaira differs. Somebody has a wife. One man is telling the wife, say come. Subhanallah. In any case, the third condition is that it must not lead to what? Free mixing. The fourth condition is that it must not make her travel without mahrim. She doesn't have, you know, to travel without having somebody who will go with her. Maybe her son that is matured, who is a Muslim, that is sensible, or her father, or her brother, or her husband. They will go with her on that journey. How many conditions did I mention? There are eight of them. Eight conditions. The fifth one, it must be necessary. Because the basic ruling regarding a woman is that she should sit down in her house. Allah says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. This is the basic ruling about women. The basic ruling is that she should sit down in the house. So except if it has to do with she's in the house and she's doing it in the house. Because what should take a Muslim woman out of her house are things of their necessity. Like Al-Imam Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir said in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, while explaining this verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, how many conditions are those? Whenever she's going out to that business, she must be properly dressed in the dress of Sharia. There are Muslim women who walk these days and they wear knee-length skirts. It is haram. They will also wear these knee-length skirts to places where there are men. So when they sit down, they will be in trouble. When they stand up, they are in trouble. When a woman wears knee-length skirts, don't ask the kind of blouse she has worn. So even if the husband allows her, but the work does not allow her to dress except knee-length skirt, then she must not go out. That is, she must be properly dressed in the dress of Sharia before it will be allowed for her to go to those places. How many now? I hope I can remember the other two, but the conditions are eight. And each of the conditions has been mentioned with their evidences by the ulama. Allahu A'lam. Alaykum As-Salaam.